heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And cartoonist Val Chadwick Bagley joining me in studio today, representing the Star Valley Arts Council. He's on the board of directors for the Star Valley Arts Council. And the big Halloween extravaganza is on the way. Val, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. This has been a big project for you the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, this is our fourth year, but I've been working on this since February. So that's what gets me through Star Valley Winters, is working on this thing. And now it's just around the corner. It's just coming up.
Right around the corner, yep. You had emailed me, I think it was in June, you had emailed me about some things regarding the extravaganza. And I thought, man, this man knows how to plan and prepare.
Oh, yeah. It takes so much more planning than anyone can even comprehend. But that's what makes it an extravaganza.
Right. So it's coming up on the 28th of October. It's going to be at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds once again. And again, in conjunction with the 4-H Carnival, which is a separate event, but at the same place, same time. So it all works out together. Tell us about the extravaganza this year.
Well, my wife says I overstate things, okay? So I got to say, this is probably I won't say the most fun you can have in October with your family, because elk hunters might have a problem with that. But I will guarantee this will be much better than the Paris Olympic opening ceremonies. So that's what I got going for us. You know what I mean? I know it's a low bar to go for. No, but this year, I'm so excited because people come to this thing dressed up. So many people, kids and adults, wear costumes. And so I thought, this year we're going to have a costume parade multiple times. And also, we're going to have Desi's dance studio doing their zombie dances again. But also, we have Brenda Robinson and her clogger dancers. They're going to do voodoo witch dancing.
Ooh, so, the tap classics?
Well, tap classics, but they're not going to be doing tap because they can't do it on the pavement. But they are going to be dancing, yes.
Okay,
And I guess they've performed this in the past in Star Valley. So it's a renowned act. And so we're bringing that. And so there will be constant, every 15 minutes, something will be going on that people can be watching and having, instead of just standing in line. That was one of the things people complained about. Wow, I got to stand in line. So first of all, we added an hour. So now it's 4:30 to 8:30. So there's one additional hour. But also, I mean, it's one night. There's going to be a line. It's not like we can say, well, come back later. Instead, you can watch the things going on.
So all that happens on the outside pavement parking lot area, right?
Yes.
And so you can be entertained as you are waiting to go inside the buildings, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you can go over into the carnival and buy your $1 tickets over there with the 4-H, or our Spook Alley, which is called Spooky World this year. And it's almost all new. I mean, it's when people walk in, like I say, I'm not overstating it, people are going to go, wow. If they don't go, wow, I don't know what they must have been impressed with those Paris Olympics then.
The thing I love about the spooky world part of it is it's great for all ages.
It's perfect
for everybody.
It's definitely very, very, very children, family friendly. There's nothing scary about it. It is spooky. I want it to be spooky. I want kids to go, ooh, but they're going to be fine. There's nothing scary. Nothing's going to jump out and scare you or anything like that. It's all about the atmosphere and the fun and the festiveness of Halloween. So 100% family friendly.
Yeah. That being said, if you want to be scared, there's always the zombie zone, correct?
There's the zombie zone, right. And that's at the end of Spooky World. And if you don't want to go through the zombie zone, we have an exit. But otherwise, you can go through the zombie zone and get your scare on.
Awesome. Love it. Val Chadwick Bagley in studio today with the Star Valley Arts Council. The Halloween extravaganza is, again, Monday, October 28th, 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. Val, I understand you're going to have some concessions there as well, right?
Right. We will have Jack's stand. They'll be selling, I think, hot dogs and chili. And my wife also said, if there's another food truck out there that wants to come join us, we're open to that. We want to have options available. And also goat donuts, the ones that come from Utah, greatest of all time donuts.
Correct. Yes,
man, they are great. They are amazing. That in itself is worth coming to this thing. So yeah, we'll have those concessions going on there at the food thing. And the whole thing, when I first came up with the name Halloween extravaganza, my wife says, it's not an extravaganza. And I think, well, it is going to be. It's going to be an extravaganza. And I get tired of having to say Halloween extravaganza, so we just call it the HE.
Uh-huh.
And it's easier to type, too, because extravaganza is a hard word to type.
It is. It's fun to say, though. I will give you that. Okay. It is fun to say.
You keep saying it. Right. I'm pretty over it.
Val, you mentioned the wait in line. There is a way to get through the line a little quicker. Tell
us that. That's right. Thank you. Duke, you are so on the ball. Exactly. If you pre-buy your tickets on online at StarValleyArts.org, you'll get your ticket beforehand, and then there's not a line yet to wait for. I mean, there might be a little bit, because if everyone buys theirs online, then we have. But I can't foresee everybody buying tickets online. But that is the way to get in a little bit quicker.
So tickets are available now, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
So StarValleyArts.org, you can get those advanced tickets. What are we looking at cost-wise?
It is $10 a person or $35 a family. And in the past, we've had a limit on how many is in a family. This year, we're just saying $35 a family. And hopefully, you're not throwing grandma and grandpa into that, and the cousins, too. I mean, there's too many cousins in this valley.
Household, right? Yeah. 35 household.
I mean, it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council, so just be fair.
Yeah. It's also a separate fundraiser, just to reiterate, for the 4-H Carnival. They do theirs in the South Exhibit Building again, right?
Yes.
So they have a small ticket charge on their end also, right?
Yes. Theirs is $1 a ticket, and there are so many different things I get you can do with that $1 ticket.
Booths and all kind of stuff, right? So that's happening again on the 28th of October. Val Chadwick Bagley with the Star Valley Halloween Extravaganza. Get those tickets in advance now at StarValleyArts.org. 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. Val, anything we missed on the extravaganza?
Well, I can't overstate how cool this is going to be. Seriously. So please come. And we're not going to have weather like this. I can pretty much guarantee that, because we can't. And I've been praying since February that we don't have weather like this. We've had such gorgeous weather, we're spoiled. I just need, even if it's half as good as what we've had,
right.
I will take that.
Right, absolutely.
So,
Val, I got to say thank you for putting this event on. It's been so cool for the community to have this event for the Halloween season. And there's always Halloween Day, right? But to have something leading up to it, as amazing as this, better than the opening ceremony, the Paris Olympics. It's so cool, and I know you put in so much time. So on behalf of all of us, thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Duke. It's fun. I'll be glad when it's over, but it's been fun.
That's Val Chadwick Bagley in studio. Again, find details at StarValleyArts.org for those advanced tickets as well. The extravaganza, 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Monday.